Zog de Gemara daf lamet ches omed aleph, the last line. Beis Hillel oimrim af machzirin. Beis Hillel say they allowed to be machzir a kedera back onto the kira when it's gor v'kotum. Zog de Gemara om rav sheshes le divrei ha oimer daf lamet ches omed beis machzirin afilo b'shabes. This that you're allowed to be machzir, b'shabes says noitin v'loy machzir. But Beis Hillel that says you're allowed to be machzir, the din of chazor is muta even on Shabbos. What's the chiddush even on Shabbos? Zog Rashi, even on Shabbos means b'yom ha-mochros, meaning Shabbos in a day. You might think, Zog Rashi, v'loy teimu pluktai b'meshach ha-sheicho. When is it permissible? Only when you take it at night, Friday night. Because then it's muchach that you're taking in order to return. Because Friday night, you still have 24 hours of Shabbos in front of you. B'shum de mucha milsa da da'ite da'adugel etzorech mocha shokalei. That's at night. But when you take something Shabbos in the daytime, it's not muchach in the netila that you're going to return it. Rashi learns the sugi legabi atmona. I mean, it's bottled the original. It looks like now you're being matmin lechatchila when you return it. Returning it now is like a new nesina. Because when do you say maybe it's muta? When you take something at night. So then it's muchach that it's ladure. Because you have a whole Shabbos ahead of you. But when you take something off the fire in the daytime, maybe it's bottled the original Nesina, the Shia, and now it blibes like a Nesina lechatchila, Atmana lechatchila. So that's the Chiddush. Ledivyam amatir, lahachzir. Machzirin afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos day. Now this din of Chazor is dafka with the Tnoim that the Gemara is going to discuss very shortly, that when you have the Tnoim of Chazorah, of Oidim B'Yodoy and Daitoy, so then it's a continuation of the original Shia. But if you're lacking any of these Tnoim, so then the Chazorah Gufa is considered an Nesin Lechatchila. Zog the Gemara, v'af rebe Oishi Sovar, af machzirin afilo b'Shabbos. Even rebe Oishi says, yelal b'machzir even on Shabbos. The Om rebe Oishi, pa machzirinu oimdin le'elam reb Chia Rabo. We once were above in the attic, above reb Chia Rabo. Ve'helenu loy, and we brought him up from the lower floor to the upper floor, Kumkumus shel chamin, a kettle of chamin, midyuta tachtoine from the low floor, ledyuta alyone to the high upper floor, umazagnu leizakoyz, we poured him a cup of hot water, vechzar nuhol imkoyma, we returned the kumkumus back to the fire, vole omalonu dover, it was going for kotum, but they did a chazora, vole omalonu dover. So what do we see over here? Explained to Mefarshim, since he brought it from a duta tachtoin to a duta aliyona, so it's like taking something in the daytime off the fire. Because since you're in a different area, you're going to a different floor, it's not muchach in that netila that it's in order to return, since you're going to a whole new floor. So it's not like at night where it's muchach that you're returning it. Going to a different floor, you don't have that aichocha that you're going to be machzir. And yet he wasn't moicha. So likewise, when you take something chazor is muta, it's muta even in the daytime, even though it's not muchach that you're doing it in order to return, because it's in the daytime. Likewise, when you go from one floor to another, it would have that same chisaron as taking it off in the daytime. And kumashon, that is still muta.
Zog de Gemara om Rev Zrika, om Rev Abba, om Rev Tidoi, lo ishonu. This din of chazor that it's muta even in the daytime, it has special conditions. Lo yishonu elo she'oidom biyodoi, meaning it's only when it's still in your hand. Avla nichal gabekaka, but if you take the food item and you place it on the floor, so then it's usur. Placing on the floor is a clear raya that you misalik yourself from it, and you don't plan to return it. So then it blibes like an esin lechatchila, and esin lebetchila is usur. Omer Reb Ami, Reb Tedoi, the Ovid, the Galmi, who the Ovid. Reb Tedoi is saying this on his own accord. Elehochi Omer Reb Chiba, Omer Reb Yechnon. Afila Nichal Gabi Kaka Mutter. No, even if you're Menichal Kaka, it's also Mutter.
Now, this din of Al Gabi Kaka, that he's saying that even Al Gabi Kaka is Mutter, Yej Lodun, does that mean that you're still not Mesa Yodayim from the food item? Is that not Hasoris Yodov? Does that have the chisaron of Agabi Karka or not? So the Moshe and Chuvis says that if you're not Mesi or Dayim, then even Agabi Karka, it would not be have the chisaron of Agabi Karka. Chilik Dalet.
Zog de Gemara, pligi bo Rav Dimi v'Rav Shmuel ba Yehuda, v'etavai mishmeid Rabbi Loza, Amri. They both said the name Rabbi Loza. Chad oma oidim yodim muter, that as long as it's in your hand, it's muter to return. Agabi Karka, it's also on the ground, it's also. V'chad oma nichon Agabi Karka, if it's on the ground, it's Nami muta, it's also muta, even if it's on the ground. Zogt mo Omar Chizkia, Mishmei Dabaya, Ho da Amrit Oine Biyodi Muta, that which he said when it's Biyodi, it's Muta, Leia Morin Ela Shedai Tel Hachsir. You need another condition. It has to be Oidem Biyodi and Dai Tel Hachsir. Now, this Dai Tel Hachsir is obviously Zogt Levush only when it's still going to be warm. But that's called Beheta. You're returning Beheta. But if it's Nitzdanein, then it's also to return. So obviously the Daita Lahachzir has to be an oifen of Heta, not an oifen of Issa. Now, without having Daita Lahachzir, even if it's Oidim B'Yodoi, it gufa blibes like a Nesina L'chatchila, a Nesina B'tchila, and that's why it's also. So that's why you need both conditions. However, I will ain't Daita Lahachzir, also, if it's B'Yodoi, even if it's B'Yodoi, but it's not Daita Lahachzir, then attack will be also. From here you can deduce that if Biyodai needs Daitoi too, then Al Gabi Karka, it won't help Daitoi. Ava Bish Daitoi Lahachse will be also. So that'll be the first Lishna. The first Lishna would say that you need Biyodai and Daitoi. And ain't Daitoi, it's also, even if it's Biyodai. And if it's Al Gabi Karka, then even if it's Daitoi, it won't help you. Ikadamri, the second Lishna is saying, that which we said al-gabekaka is osur, is loy amon alesha in daita lahachzir, because you don't have das to be machzir. Aval daita lahachzir, but you have das to be machzir, then it's mutter, even if it's al-gabekaka. Michlav from here can deduce, sheba oidem yodai, if it's in your hand, then apishe in daita lahachzir, mutter. You don't need the second condition, ba oidem yodai. When do you need a condition of daita? When it's in the karka. But it's biyodai, then even if it's not daita lahachzir, it's mutter. Let's say you hung it on a hook or on a stick. You place it on a bed. A bed is not the karka. A bed is similar to a countertop. It's not on the floor, but it's not in your hand. Let's say you take it and you take it from one kettle and you pour the water to another kettle. Kettle mahu. What's the din? These buyers take who. The last bayah, pinim imechem imechem, the question is, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as the water? The water is the same water that's being returned, so it's not a problem of chazara, and it's mutter. Or do you look at it mitzat the kettle? Since it's a new kettle, we look at it as an asina betchila. And it's michzikim avashal, it's also imechem imechem. Now the svara of the bayah of the Gemara of anichem gabi mita is because a makal and a mita is not a gabi karka. When it's a gabi karka, so it's in gans and istalkus, when you want to be mistalkus from something, you place it on the ground. So here the suffix is, since these places are not a gabi karka, so it's not called a siluk. So l'chayr, a countertop, will be very similar to these type of places, because it's not a gabi karka. So on the one hand, you need the tziruf of not being meisi yodayim, meaning, even if it's not biyodai, but you're not being meisi yodai, so that the poiskim say you can be mekel if it's on a counter, which is not the karka, and you're not heisi yodov, so then you can be mekel because it's better than agabe karka v'lehisi yodoi. When it's agabe karka v'lehisi yodoi, Moshe wants to say that doesn't have the chesaron of agabe karka. So even if you're machmir agabe karka v'lehisi yodoi, but on the countertop v'lehisi yodoi is avada better than al karka v'lehisi yodoi. So b'tziruv lehisi yodoi and the countertop, which is not karka, so yesh mokam lehokel. Now, lehalocha comes out, lechatchila, you need both tnoim. They mean daita lahachzir, and it should not be agabe karka. That means daita lahachzir and biyodai. And lechayru huadin, agabe mita. Agabe mita, the bialocha says in Reishon Gimel, would also have that mile if it's daitoi and agabe mita. Now, the armachmirim that you have to mamash hold it biyodai. And a countertop, you don't have holding it biyodai if you place it on the countertop. That's very hard when you're a person yourself serving cholent. How could you hold it and also serve? So it's very hard. You can't serve it obviously on the blech. You have to remove it off the blech. It can be megis. So how do you hold it biyodai and also serve? So there is an etzer that's brought down, a practical etzer. You can place it on the counter and it's partially removed off the counter. And you hold your hand against it by the part that's removed off the counter. So you're preventing it from falling. So that is considered like the mile of Oidem Biyodai. Even though it's on the counter, but it's not stam on the counter where you're touching it, you're holding onto the handle. You're actually holding the handle because if not for you holding it on, it will be on the floor because it's partially off the counter. That doesn't mean 99% off the counter. It means partially off the counter, and that partially, if not for you holding it, it would have fallen. So that's, it would have fallen. So that's considered mamish Oidem Biyodai. You're holding the handle is preventing it from falling. That's like oichse biyodai. That's like mamash machzik biyodai. Now, b'diavad, if a person only has one of the tnoyim, either it's biyodai without das,
or if it's das alone, beli, without being biyadoi, then that also would be good b'di'evit. Now, Blaise Shach and Avi Yezri in Perek Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos brings the famous B'Kvega in Hagoyes and Shulchan Aruch and Reshon Gimel. B'Kvega says a gewaldige chiddush. How do you look at this din that you need daita lahachzer? Is the pshat that you have to have a positive das to be machzeret? Or the pshat is, when does it become osa lahachzer? When you have a negative das not to be machzeret? If the tzad is that you have to have a negative das not to be machzirit, and that what makes it also to be machzir. So then, if you have someone, which is a quite common scenario, you have someone that comes into your kitchen, a guest, to help you with the serving, and he takes off something off the blech, which he thought was meant to be served at night, and really it's meant to be served the next day, so he took something off without having das to be machzirit. So now the question is, could he be machzir or not? Since you have to have a das in order not to be machzir, and he had that negative das not to be machzir, he thought it was meant for that day, for that night serving. So having that negative das not to be machzir, a guest can't ask your food. If pshat is the guest places on the karka, so that's totally in a maisa. So maisa, it's irrelevant that you're a guest. A guest, of course, can ask for something else's item if he did a maisa. If you place it on the karka, then even a guest place on the karka, it asks. But if it's only totally in a machshava, that means you have to have a machshava not to return. So if a guest takes something off the counter thinking that he's not returning it, he can't ask for your food. So Zok the B'Kvega, if Reuven comes and he takes Shimon the Balabos, he takes his item, the Shimon's items off the blech, so Reuven can't aser with a negative das not to be machzir. If the vart is, you just have to have as long as you don't have a positive intent to return it, that's ready also. So you didn't have a positive intent to return, so it's ready also. The Balabais didn't have a positive intent to return. That's irrelevant if a guest took it off. He didn't have a positive intent to return, so it's also. But if you need a maisa, a machshava of not wanting to return it, that machshava ain't odom oisa dova shen shloi. I saw that to be kvega. It brings rayas from different sugyas in shas. Fekla b'leiz ha-shach and avi-ezri. How could this be the pshat in the din of daita lahachzir? Avad the din of daita lahachzir doesn't mean you have to have a negative intent not to want to return it. The din of daita lahachzir means you have to have intent to return it. If you don't have the positive intent, then it's also to be machzir. He says, he brings a raya, he says, let's say it was nofal. Nofal, it's also enough for a reason why you can't put it back. There's no intent not to return it. It was nofal. He brings a raya from the sukkah of talis. Talis, if you have intent to put it back on, even if you removed it, you don't make a bracha. But if it's nofal, then automatically the original Levisha is in this battle. So we're also, if it's nofal, it's automatically in this battle. By Talis, you have to make a new bracha. So we're also, if it's nofal, then you can't be machzir. The original Shia is in this battle. So Ibazoi Zokti B'Shach, then what is B'Kivega saying? It's totally in a negative das not to be machzir. As long as you don't have a positive das to be machzir, it's ready also. And that's why nofal would also be also.
Now Shach finishes off and he says, "Vu poshet v'tamihani ala goinu b'kivega shenotamize." That b'kivega did not learn this way. That the poshet way of daita means you have to have a positive das in order to return, not you have to have a negative das that you don't want to return. The ma'aseh comes at a major nafkamina. According to b'kivega, if a person has no das whatsoever, it would also be mutter to return because he didn't have a negative das not to return. But according to the pashtus, you have to have a positive das to return. Not having any das at all would also be also to return. So according to B'Kvega, would come at a major kulal and afkamina that if he didn't have any das whatsoever, it would also be considered that it's not a chisaron of ein daita lahachzir. We'll finish the sugya, just the chiddush that's brought down in the Ran. The Ran brings the chiddush from the Yushalmi that the whole sugya of chazara is talking about that you took it off the fire erev Shabbos. Then you need all the tnoi chazara. But if you took it off the fire on Shabbos itself, lo'olam, it's mutter, even without the tnoi chazara, as long as it's garva kotum. And the Beis Yosef is matcha deshita, but l'maisa, the Ramo brings it as a tzad l'kula, that if a person could be mekel on this ran, me'ikr din. Zog the Mishnah, tanur she'sikua b'kash uv'gvova. A tanur is much hotter than a kira. A kira is a rectangle shape. A tanur is rochav lemato v'tzar lemalo, so it retains the heat much more and it's much, much hotter. So a tanur that you masik b'kashu gvova, even though usually kashu gvova dissipates and doesn't remain, by kashu gvova, by a tanur, since it's so hot, so it's also osur. Lo yitain, b'mi toichoy, b'mi al gabov. By a tanur, even b'kashu gvova, you can place food, b'mi toichoy, b'mi al gabov,
even bitoichoi, even al gabov, even though it's kashuk vovo. Now, Zok the Rashi, what's the chash? After all, kashuk vovo is no gachelet, so where's the chash chitui? So he says, because the tanner is so cham, it's so hot, so even kashuk vovo, there are nitzotzes that the chash of Shem Yechata. The Balamor says a little different. He says, kashuk vovo have very minimal gecholim. They have gecholim oimois that are about to be extinguished. But being that it's in the tanur, so meler is a chash chitu even on kashuk vovo, mitzad the gecholim oimois that you have in the kashuk vovo. Now the same suffix you had in the Gemara before, what does lo yiten mean? Does lo yiten mean lo yachzir? So then lishois would be mutter even by tanur that's not gor v'kotum. Or does lo yiten mean like nalala be masha? And it would not be like Hananya. Same suffix that Tosis over here would be negated to this Mishnah too. Zog the Mishnah, Kupach. Kupach is similar to Akira. The only difference is Kupach is half the size of Akira. So Akira has a mokum for Shvisa Shtekaderis, for two parts, that's Akira. A Kupach only has a mokum for one. So it's half the size, so it's double the heat. It's not as hot as a Tanur, which is Rochav Lamalo, Lamato, Tzor Lamalo, but rather it's like Akira, but it's hotter than Akira because it's only a mokum shvisas kdeir achas, so it's half the size, so the fire is more condensed, more in a smaller area, so it gets hotter. So a kupach shesika bekashu b'gvava harezik kikiraim, it's like Akira that it's mutter, because by Akira we said it's nochshash bekashu b'gvava of shamichata, begeves of eitzim harei katanur, by geves of eitzim it's like a tanur, and it's osir. Now really a kupach, begeves of eitzim, would be osir like Akira. The reason why it says Arei Ketanur, because this is a Mishnah of Tanur, so we're saying it's also like a Tanur. But Akira is also begeves of Eitzim. Zog the Gemara, Tanur shesikuo, sov Rav Yisrael Meimar, toichoi toicho mamish, al gabov mamish, meaning, that which we're not allowed to place inside, it means toicho mamish. Al gabov means on top. Avalismoich, but if let's say it's on the side, it's not betoichoi, it has a hole in it, it's not dispensed inside, it's not on top, but rather it's on the side, shapidomi, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be soimich next to the doifen of this tanur, just like you're allowed to do it on the side of a doifen of a kira. That's what we were matter before by kira, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin earlier, because that's a gili das that you're not looking to be mechata, it's on the side. Zog the Gemara Eisvei, fek the Gemara Akash as follows. A kupach, which we said is not as hot as a tanur, but it's hotter than a kira, that you're masik bekashuk gvova reiku kikiraim, it's like a kira and it's mutter. Begevet veitim reiku tanur v'osur, and it's osur. Ha kikira is mashma that if this would have been like a kira, then it would have been mutter, then it would have been shori. Meaning the only reason why it's osur is because like a tanur. The reason why Begeves of Eitzim, it's also it's like a tanur. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean the regular din of Geves of Eitzim, because Geves and Eitzim, like we said, is also by Akira. So what are we implying? What are we referring to when we're saying that a kupach is also Begeves of Eitzim like a tanur only, and not like Akira? After all, Akira is also Begeves of Eitzim too. So it means something totally different. It doesn't mean the regular din of putting it inside, or al-gaba, or al-teicha, no. But rather, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? If we're talking about mamish on top of it, on top of the kupach, if it's not gor v'kotum, so why are you saying it's like a tanur? By Akira, it's also osa. Since when is a kira muta al gabov if it's not gor v'kotum? Why do you even say that a kupach is like a tanur by geves ve'etzim? If it's al gabov, then who had in by a kira it's osur. So why do you have to compare it to a tanur? Elolav must be we're talking about lismoich. We're talking about a very specific case. That which would have been muta by a kira lismoich, by a kupach is osur, because it's like a tanur. Elolav lismoich, by a doifen of the kupach, and I'll be soimich next to it. But what do we see clearly state over here? V'ktoni agayu ketanur v'osur. That it's osur, like by a tanur to be soimich next to. So memela, that which we said, Tanur shesiko, Rav Yosef held that toicha is toicha mamish, gabov means mamish, but lismoich is shapidomi. Here we see clearly not like that. Here we see that a kupach that begeves of eitzim is also like a tanur, which means it's also lismoich like a tanur. Not like we just finished saying Rav Yosef said that lismoich is shapidomi. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Adaba Ava, there's no raya. Hocha bekupach gor v'kotum. We're talking about that it's gor v'kotum, the kupach. V'tanu guf v'ktum askinon. We're talking about that it's totally gor v'kotum. So memela, Hareu ketanur. What does it mean by gefes and etim? It's like a tanur. The afagav the golve kotum. Even though it's golve kotum by a tanur, it's still osir. Al gabiv is osir. Meaning, grief and ktima doesn't help by a tanur. So too, it doesn't help by a kupach when you're masik begefes of etim. So now we understand why we're comparing the kupach dafka to a tanur. The ika kira, because by a kira, avada grief and ketima helps. Ki gufa ketuma shapidomi. So the difference between a kupach and a kira is that by a kupach, grief and ketima doesn't help. By gefes ve'etzim, mashe enkein, by a kira would help. So that's why we're comparing it to a tanur. But the oilam gabri didn't lismoich. Lo oilam, it's possible that shapidomi and lismoich be mutter. Now the reason why a tanur is even grief or ketima doesn't help, just like by tanu kashin gvova, lo yitim be'metechim al gabov. Kashin gvova, there is no be'etzim grief or ketima. It's not coals, yet it's osir. So what then, grief or ketima doesn't help by geves ve'etzim, by a tanur? Because it's the chom of the tanur that is a chashash of Shem Yechata. Even gor v'kotim won't help. So it comes out, we have Yisori Tikam Achlekes, Abaya and Rav Ada. Abaya is saying that lismoich Le'olam is also by a tanur. That was Abaye's whole kasha on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef had a shaila lismoich. He said shapedomi. Zokta Abaye, no, lismoich is also. That we're comparing a kupach to a tanur must be legabed in lismoich. And Rav Adi says no, le'olam lismoich is no raya. And what we're discussing is legabed in of gar v'kotim that doesn't help by a kupach. Zokma Tani Kavosir Abaye that lismoich is also by a tanur. Tanish esikah b'kashav gvovo. Ain't soim chinlot says clearly black and white and alibi soimich. The ain't soich loima al gabim for sure al gabim is osir. The ain't soich loima al toichim for sure toich is osir. The ain't soich loima begevs of eitzim for sure begevs of eitzim it's osir. All these things. Kupach shesiko bekashu v'gvovo by a kupach. So soim chinloi. A kupach is not as chomer. It's like a kira and you're allowed to be soimich. The ain't nois al gabov, but you're not allowed to place al gabov. And for sure you can't place besoichoi. Begefes of Eitzim, that's only when it's Bekashuk Vova. But Begefes of Eitzim, it says clearly that the Kupach is in of a Tanur and ain't Soimchen Loi. So we see like Abaya, they now be Soimch by a Kupach next to it, just like by a Tanur. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Acha Berei Rov Rav Ashi, Hai Kupach. What's the class, the dimensions, and what are the criteria, and what are the specs of a Kupach? Hai Kupach, Hechidomi. Ika kira domi, if it's like a kira, so afilu begeves of etzim nami, so then it should be mutter, even by geves and etzim, just like by kira, that if you're goyer v'kotim, geves and etzim is mutter. V'ika tanur domi, and if you're going to tell me it's like a tanur, so it's more similar to a tanur, so afilu bekashu v'vav nami loy, then it should be osur, to be soymich, even by kashin v'vav. So why do we say that sometimes like a kira, and sometimes like a tanur? Zogdi gomorra, Omalei, it's as follows. Nofish havle mit a kira, it's hotter than a kira because it's half the size. Vezuta havle mit a tanur, but it's not as hot as a tanur. So legabe, certain things is like a kira. Mashenge begevesim eitzim, so we say it's like a tanur. So bekashu gvova, we say it's like a kira, and begevesim eitzim, we say it's like a tanur. Zogdimor hechi domi kupach vechi domi kira. How do you define them? Zogt ma Omer Rav Yosef bar Chanina, kupach makom shpisas kedera achas. The kupach has an area or only one kedera can be placed. Vekira makom shpisas shtei kederos, the place which is not as narrow, so meila it's wider, so it's not as hot, so meila is a place for two pots. Zogt ma Omer Abaye vitema Rav Yirmiya afanon amitanina. We learned similarly, meaning Mishnah Kelim states kira shenechka leolko. If a kira was severed, broken, la'arka to its length, so memela, both the makam of both shvises kederis are not usable anymore, so it's tahira, it's like yutat, it's like kli that's broken, l'rochba, if it was severed and shattered in its width, so there's still a place for shvises one kedera, so then tmeya, it still is a shame kli, mashenge kupach, since it from the onset, it only had a mokum for one shvises kedera. So bein la'orka, bein la'rochba, it's tar. So we see clearly it's a different shape. And if it's orka rochba, either way it's tar, it's not usable anymore, even for a mokum shvises kedera achas. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis.